Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So, if you're not at work today or you're working from home, you may be wondering, what day is it?
It's hump day.
Hey, how'd you find us?
You were looking for a better channel on the radio.
There's nothing better.
Wait, there's more.
More?
Yes, more.
Yes, you are correct.
I can hardly wait.
Let's begin.
It's showtime.
Hello, fellow patriots and liberty lovers everywhere. Great to have you along as we get rolling here on the Wednesday edition, hump day edition of the Bobby Mack Show. What is going on here? What the heck? There we go. Can you hear me okay, Moneypenny? No, okay, good. It sounded a little weird in my earbuds here for a moment. Great to have you on. It is the Hump Day Edition, Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone and give me a call. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Is the music a little loud, Moneypenny? Yeah, thank you. 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. You may remember earlier in the week I shared with you an email from Spartanburg talking about how a relative had gone to vote at Memorial in Spartanburg and voted the straight Republican ticket. And then when they reviewed the ballot, instead of Lindsey Graham, who should have been selected on a straight Republican ticket, the name Jamie Harrison was checked instead. And I find that curious. And so today I received a follow-up email from the same individual. Bobby Mack, I heard from a friend this morning that at least three other people voted straight Republican in Spartanburg, and when they reviewed their ballot, Jamie Harrison was checked as their vote for U.S. Senator. I wonder if this is happening anywhere else. Somebody needs to find out what's going on and get to the bottom of this. And so I will pass this along to the news department. I sent an email back, and I said, were these all at the same polling location? Were these all at Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium? Because I was curious to see where these errors in voting were occurring. I have not heard back yet. So in any event, we'll take a look at that and see what we can find out. In the meantime, what the heck is wrong with radio host Michael Savage? I've heard this guy from time to time. I don't know him at all. But he is rightly taking a bunch of heat after his comments on social media this week. You're familiar by now, I assume, with Monday's Rush Limbaugh show where Rush gave a pretty emotional update on his cancer and how they got some disappointing news that the cancer is being more aggressive than they had hoped it would be. Michael Savage put out a tweet, and this is what he said, and I quote, "Limbaugh's crying about his cancer on air, worst 15 minutes in radio history, exclamation point. Spilled a large coffee all over counter and floor." And then in all caps, "I promise my audience this, I will not drag you down with me, exclamation point. Best wishes, Rush, but stop and leave the stage with dignity." He continued, "Compare this to Lou Gehrig in Yankee Stadium." You remember, of course, the great Yankees first baseman who was dying of ALS, which is now referred to as Lou Gehrig's disease, said he considered himself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Limbaugh announcing back in February he was diagnosed with advanced lung cancer, stage 4. On Monday, he gave his listeners a somber update about his condition after recent scans showed what he called some progression of cancer, which he said was not dramatic but still a step in the wrong direction. Rush went on to say, "From the moment you get the diagnosis, there's a part of you every day, okay, that's it, life's over, you just don't know when. So during the period of time after the diagnosis, you do what you can to prolong life, do what you can to prolong a happy life. You measure a happy life against whatever medication it takes. It's tough to realize that the days where I do not think I'm under a death sentence are over." Well, as you might imagine, the comments by Savage, he was himself savaged on social media. One saying, "As a nurse practitioner working in bone marrow transplant, his updates are uplifting and wonderful. Many patients are unable to voice their true feelings, and I think his words will help others that are in a battle for their lives." Journalist Megyn Kelly tweeted, "I think I speak for, oh, pretty much everyone when I say, STFU, you absolute douchebag," end quote. Added Rita Panahi, a columnist for an Australian newspaper. She tweeted, "Were you hacked or are you just awful?" A California lawyer simply wrote, "Unfollowing." I have no idea what Michael Savage could have been thinking when he put out that tweet, but it was in very poor taste, and that's about as diplomatic as I can put it. I'm sort of more inclined to agree. It's not often, really, anymore that I find myself in agreement with journalists like Megyn Kelly, but in this instance, I think I pretty much agree with her assessment. Where are we? Already at the first break. Okay, take a quick break here. We'll go to the phones. There is more off. Speaking of apologies or explanations, Troy Aikman is now speaking out about the comments that he and his broadcast partner, Joe Buck, made the other night regarding a military jet flyover that caused a stir because it appeared that they were voicing support for Hyden Biden and Kamala Harris. I'll tell you what Troy had to say. There is a lot more on the way here today, too. There is a veritable plethora of things to share with you. And we'll begin doing that when I come right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, I knew there was something I hadn't done. There's always one more thing to do, as you know. Forgot to open Big Free Clock. There we go. Got to have that in front of me so that I have...
I thought
have,
you were going to say you forgot to turn the microphone on.
No. No, I did remember that. That was the, apparently, well, at least that's the excuse Joe Buck and Troy Aikman used for their comments about the military flyover prior to Sunday's Green Bay Packers-Tampa Bay Bucks game. They claimed it was a hot mic that caught them. Limbaugh has said these guys have been around microphones and studios long enough to know when a mic is hot and when it's not. I mean, you can hear yourself in your headset when the mic is hot. This today from the website Inside Hook. After taking heat for being caught on a hot mic criticizing the pregame military flyover prior to Sunday's Packers-Buccaneers game with his partner Joe Buck, Fox broadcaster Troy Aikman has now defended himself on Twitter, saying, "I love a flyover, but it was odd to see one over a mostly empty stadium. But I am an unwavering patriot that loves this country, has always respected our flag, supported the men and women in the armed forces as well as those in uniform who serve and protect. And for anyone to suggest otherwise doesn't know me, my beliefs, or what I have stood for my entire life," Aikman wrote on Twitter. "That's a lot of jet fuel just to do a little flyover," Aikman told Joe Buck as the Jets, military jets, flew over Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. "That stuff ain't happening with a Kamala Biden ticket, I'll tell you that right now, partner." Though Aikman and Buck were basically just calling jet flyovers a waste of money, the mention of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris turned the comments into a partisan issue and led to many on the right ripping into the broadcast team for mocking the military. The fact that the comments came on Fox, which clearly has some internal political leanings due to its ties to Fox News, probably only made the blowback worse for Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. So, you know, make of that what you will. 23 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Let's go to the phones, beginning with, the governor of Easley is on the line. Governor Jimmy is our leadoff batter. Hi, Governor. How are you today?
Well, I'm got over the virus, so, man, I'm back at work. I'm doing good.
Excellent.
I got some questions to poke at you, and I want to make a statement about them because it's self-serving. All right, number one, the laptop. Attorney General and Lindsey Graham both have the right to subpoena that thing to, and actually let us know what's in it.
Well, there actually are three Senate committees that already are looking into all of this. So it would just be gilding the lily for Lindsey to get in there. And besides, Lindsey has a bigger fish to fry now. If you've seen any of his signs along the roadside, they say, you know, vote Lindsey Graham, and then underneath hashtag fill the seat. So they're reinforcing the message that Lindsey is going to get another conservative or originalist on the Supreme Court.
All right. Next thing is, second thing was, it is, how come we need a moderator in that thing? They can put it on the monitor asking a question, and after they talk for 3.5 minutes, you can automatically shut them off and go back to the other. In other words, monitors, the guy that goes between is always a cockpick and liberal, and he always gives my candidate a hard time.
Well, you just answered your own question, Jimmy, because the left wants a left-leaning or outright liberal, in the case of this NBC reporter that's going to be the, quote, moderator tomorrow night. They want a liberal in there to make it as difficult as possible for the Republican candidate. And I think everybody recognizes that.
Last and final question.
Yep.
Notice I ain't making a statement about it. I'm just saying. Jamie Harrison.
Right.
Has anybody actually looked up how long he, because I have, and I want other people, how long he's actually lived in South Carolina?
A year, 2 years, something like that?
Yes, because I'm going to be making a statement. He spent most of his time in Washington. He ain't been living here. I mean, he had a residence here, but he ain't been here.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. The only reason he's been back here is obviously to establish a legal residence so that he could run as the handpicked candidate from Schumer and Pelosi and the rest of them against Lindsey Graham. That's the whole intent. And that's why they poured, I don't know, $90, $100 million into his campaign.
God, I hope he don't make it. I really don't. That man, I can tell by looking at him, he's phony as a Coke and a Pepsi bottle.
Well, look, the guy is a hardcore lefty. He always has been. You know, he's for everything that Pelosi and Schumer are for. Make no mistake about it. Now, the Democrats, give credit where it's due. They've done a pretty good job of trying to sell Jamie Harrison as this moderate feel-good guy, you know, who's looking out for the little people, and, you know, the old Democrat messages, you know, we're the ones that look out for the little guy. Well, maybe they did that at some point in Democrat Party history, but now, you know, now all they're about is implementing a socialist Marxist agenda, and Jamie Harrison is right there in the forefront of that.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you let me ask this question, because those questions, particularly the laptop, is why it ain't going to do us no good to know what's in it after the election. I want to know what's in it now before I start voting.
Well, we already know a great deal that's in it because Rudy Giuliani has released it through the New York Post, even though Twitter still is blocking the New York Post from posting on Twitter. I've got a story about that, too. You wouldn't believe the brigands that Twitter allows to post on there while censoring the New York Post. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And by the way, thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate the call. By the way, one other note. I noticed Fox trying to run a little interference for Biden here as well. The FBI has confirmed that this this laptop is not, I repeat, is not Russian disinformation. That's the lamest, weakest kind of alibi that the Biden campaign can come up with, saying that this is Russian disinformation. Yeah, right. Is that their fallback position for everything? I mean, look at what happened with the Mueller investigation. 2.5, going on 3 years of investigation that spent $25 or $30 million to come up with zero, zip, zilch, nada, Russian connections between Vladimir Putin and his pawn, supposedly, Donald Trump. And so, you know, when they get caught with this Hunter Biden business, which now also involves underage girls, got that story coming up as well, the best they can do is scream about the Russians again. Right. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie is ready to go to update the news, and I'm right back on the other side here on Hump Day on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Howdy, welcome back. By the way, if you've been outside today, you've seen what glorious weather we have. The people in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, in addition to having to deal with a city council that has been actively trying to defund the police department, they woke up this morning to 8 inches of snow on the ground. So, another way of saying I am happy to be in the upstate of South Carolina. Back to the phones we go. Apparently some people have misheard what I was saying about problems with voting machines in Spartanburg County, which has prompted Curtis Smith, who's the chairman of the Spartanburg County GOP, to join me on the show this afternoon. Hi, Curtis. How are you?
How are you doing, Bob? How is everything?
So far, so good.
I've been getting phone calls from people. I got a call from some of the people in William Timmons' office telling me that there were some problems at the polls.
Yes.
And since I'm the one running the poll watchers committee that's down there, I'm at the polls at the auditorium every day, beginning
Excellent.
And end, watching the numbers and what's going on.
That's good to know.
I've been working with all of our voters. As a matter of fact, they have allowed, as the rules say, you know, the poll watchers are not supposed to talk to the voters and not supposed to, you know, interfere with anybody, but they are so crowded. They've got so many hundreds of people going through. That entire group loves to have us there helping them direct traffic and doing things and walk the lines and see what's going on.
That's good to know.
I was I was privileged when this new equipment came out 2 years ago at the Inman Fall Festival to put on a one day. Everybody got to come in and see the new election equipment.
Right.
And I have been here. It is a great. I just finished a 2 day election security seminar in Washington, D.C. with FreedomWorks to go across all the ways to make sure our elections are secure. And I am pleased to say that South Carolina has put some money in some really nice paper trail equipment that goes through.
Excellent.
And I want to have everybody understand that when you go in, there's three stages to this. You're going to register, you're going to get a paper ballot, and at the top of that paper ballot is your precinct and who you are, because we have 184 ballots that we have to have here, because every little section's different. You take that ballot over to a computer and you slide it in, and the screen comes up with your ballot. If you hit a straight Republican ticket, it will generate straight Republican. However, it will walk you through all the candidates that are lit up that are straight Republican and let you look and say, yes, next, next, next.
Right.
Because of COVID, we have a paper swab, like a Q-tip. So you touch the screen. If you drag that Q-tip on that screen of one of those, it will knock your vote off into something else.
Uh-oh.
So you have to be careful. When you get to the summary page,
right,
it will list every candidate that you're voting for.
Correct.
If one is wrong, you go back to that page and change it.
Right.
That is your first opportunity to fix it. If, in fact, you didn't catch it, when it's printed out on your form, you get to see it in black and white. There are the votes. If something's wrong, you raise your hand, you say, this isn't right, we give you a whole new piece of paper, and you get to do it all over again. Then you take that piece of paper with what you read on it to the scanner, and it scans in.
Your vote is registered at that point.
At that time. At that time, it's registered, and it's my job to make sure that they're going one at a time up, that the number in the morning and the evening is the same, and nobody's playing with it. And with all the security things, the little slots in case it's broke down or closed so people don't put it in the wrong place. What we're watching, and I'll tell you what, you might have an hour wait over there because we have hundreds of people in line, but it is a smooth operation, doing quite well. And for your listeners, I'm not one to actually talk to anybody, but I get to see a lot of what's going on. I would say it is the vast majority of these early votings are Republicans.
Wow.
It is a big turnout. Now, the 35,000 paper ballots that come in across the street that's sitting there for us to count on election day, I don't know about that. But the in-person, we're close to 20,000 people right now, and I would say that we're probably 70% Republicans going through there.
Nice. Curtis Smith. Curtis is the chairman of the Spartanburg County GOP, and I appreciate your calling, Curtis, because this was of concern to me. But I think you've explained what may be transpiring here with a number of people, four of them to be precise, from people who said they voted at Memorial Auditorium, and when they looked over their ballot, it had, even though they voted straight Republican, it had selected Jamie Harrison for the U.S. Senate instead of Lindsey Graham. But your explanation about the Q-tip type of modification, typically we would just use our finger on those devices, but during the Wuhan flu, we're using this Q-tip-like device. And your advice about making sure that you don't inadvertently or accidentally drag it across the machine, which can change the vote, I think is very timely and good to know.
And honestly, people check it. You get two opportunities before you print the ballot and after. If it's wrong, the four people who caught it, there was a mistake made, and you're supposed to look at it and change it. I've had people take the printed ballot from where they registered and try to go to the scanner. I go, stop, you haven't voted.
Right.
I've had people who want to take the paper ballot with them out the door. Stop, you haven't voted.
Right.
So it's educating the voter as to what's going on.
Yeah, and as Billy Beane said in Moneyball, Curtis, it's a process. It's a process.
That's right.
Well, I appreciate the clarification. And thanks for...
Let's vote.
Yes, sir.
Get everybody out. We need every vote.
That's right. Every relative, every friend, everybody in your neighborhood, make sure that they all have voted. Yep. Curtis, thanks very much for the information and the clarification.
All right. Okay.
I appreciate the call. Good to have you. And thank you for what you're doing and having all those poll watchers out there to make sure that this process is completely valid. Appreciate it very much. So I think that by way of explanation can serve as a reminder that it is now we use the machines. By we, I mean my baby doll Brenda and I. We use the machines during the midterms last time around in 2018. But if you are just seeing them for the first time, it can be a somewhat confusing process. So that's why it's important that you just follow the steps, look at the ballot, as Curtis said, make sure before you turn it in to be counted as your vote that it has the people that you believe you have voted for on there, okay? Quarter before four, we go back to the phones with more of your calls on the way next here on the Bobby Mac Show on WORD.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I'm glad we got some clarification on why we've had some problems with some ballots turning up with the wrong vote for the wrong guy on there. I think the information that Curtis Smith passed along will be useful to us all. 3:49 now. It's 11 before 4. We go back to the phones. Let's go to Clinton next and bring in Ray. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for taking the call again today.
You bet.
That person that called in or was worried about the fuel being wasted with these flyovers. What I understand is the same thing when I was associated with the Air Force, because I was being taught by Air Force officers, is they have to fly so many hours every month to get flight pay.
Right.
And to stay proficient. And so that's all built into the system. The guys who are teaching me would get in a plane in McGuire Air Force Base and go out to Nellis near Vegas and go gambling for the day.
Right.
And
yeah,
then
because
fly back.
Yeah,
that's
because
to
you
get
do have
monthly hours in.
That's right. You do have a minimum number of hours that you have to fly each month in order to get flight pay. And I would assume, I would think that those hours are built into these kinds of military flyovers. Actually, it wasn't
that's
a caller.
Right.
That was comments that Troy Aikman and Joe Buck made on their broadcast on Sunday.
Yeah, because that was explained a little bit about a few weeks ago when they did a flyover for the president at some place, and they said it's not really a waste. Those guys got to fly anyway.
Sure, exactly.
So,
yep.
Well, anyway, I just want to make that comment about that.
Gotcha. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate the call. Let's move along here. Is Stuart next up in line, Moneypenny? Yep, Stuart is in Greer. Hi, Stuart, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Well, he was hoping he was. by the way, to Curtis, that's the Spartanburg County Republican Party, I guess. They've been there. They're both proactive. Curtis is on the ball all the time. He's one of the best, and so is his wife. They are really good assets.
Yes, indeed. Your phone is breaking up a little bit, Stuart, but I got the gist of what you're saying.
Okay. In other words, the gist was he's a good guy, right?
Right.
some things that the Republican Party, they do not pound on this, but they need to.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump was running. He ran on replacing Supreme Court judges.
Right, because it was assumed because of many of their ages that they would be retiring, or in the case of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, shuffling off this mortal coil.
Well, and she hung on almost worthless to the court simply because she did not want a conservative to be on the court.
Yep.
And I think everybody in the whole world knows that. So
sure.
And the Communist Party, they'll do all they can. And I say communist because if we don't have a Democrat Party, we have a Communist Party.
Yeah, not anymore. We don't have Democrats. Not your daddy and granddaddy's Democrat. Not JFK's Democrat Party, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, I know you've read the Rules for Radicals, and you've also read the Communist Manifesto, and they're both pretty much parallel publications. If you read through them, they're stacked the deck pretty much the way they need to.
Correct.
And the Democrat Party, if you take a look at how they operate, is exactly to the point.
Sure.
And I would suggest that anytime they're not friends across the aisle there. Actually, once they gain control, if they ever do, you're talking a full 100% full-blown communist ruled country. They will not relent.
Yeah, friends across the aisle may have existed at one time in a kinder, gentler political atmosphere, but today the Democrats are freedom-loving Americans, mortal enemies.
And let me tell you, they will lie, cheat, steal, and even kill to retain that power. And I emphasize that word kill. I guarantee I wouldn't put anything past them at all. If you're a Democrat, you cannot be a Christian. And if you're a Christian, you cannot be a Democrat. It's just that simple.
Good deal. Thanks, Stuart. I appreciate the call.
Bye.
On that note, I saw the other day, and I was really surprised to see this. I shouldn't have been, because this guy has been doing op-eds in the New York Times and one thing and the other. I'm talking about retired Admiral William McRaven, former commander of the U.S. Special Operations Command. He's a retired Navy SEAL. And he put out an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. And he said, and I quote him, "Truth be told, I am a pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, small government, strong defense, and a national anthem standing conservative. But I also believe that Black Lives Matter, that the Dreamers deserve a path to citizenship, that diversity and inclusion are essential to our national success, that education is the great equalizer, that climate change is real, and that the First Amendment is the cornerstone of our democracy. Most important, I believe that Americans must lead in the world with courage, conviction, and a sense of honor and humility." And then he added, "I voted for Joe Biden." Admiral, I would say, how can you vote for Joe Biden if you claim to be pro-life when Joe Biden and the entire Democrat Party is for abortion right up until the moment of birth? How can you be pro-Second Amendment when you've got Biden saying that he's going to put Beto O'Rourke in his administration, the guy who said, "Hell yes, we're coming for your ARs"? How can you be for small government when Biden and the Democrats believe in the opposite, stacking the government with as many technocrats, bureaucrats, as they possibly can? How can you be for strong defense when you saw the Obama administration reduce our military to pre-World War II levels? How can you support Black Lives Matter when they're headed up by Marxists? Admiral, check your six. Hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show is on the way next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.